Thanks for coming over to help me. My parents are gone, so it's just us in my bedroom. With some nice music playing. We can do our homework together all night if we want to. And I might take all night. I just don't get this homework they gave us. Math is so hard. Well, for example, problem 3 here from our assignment. I just have no idea how to solve for y. Maybe you could show me? Take my pencil and just work it out for me, okay? Wait, are you sure that you're doing that right? No. No, I know you know all about this stuff, but I don't think y is supposed to be negative. I mean, it can't be. It's impossible. Look, if we solve for x first, then we can find y easily enough. It's 4. Positive 4. Yes, I'm sure. We can check in the back of the book. They have the answers for the odd-numbered problems back there. See? It's positive 4. What? No, the book is not wrong. Definitely not both the book and me. I can show you where you went wrong with your work. All the places you went wrong. Is that your homework? Just give it to me. Wait a second. What the... God. Did you get any of these right? And number 8? How did you get 3 for question 8? It's a true false question. Oh, for God's sake. You're making this flirting thing so hard on me. I had to pretend not to be completely awesome at math just to get you to come over. You absolutely hate playing into the girls hate math cliche. But the other girls said that was what guys wanted. Obviously, I'm going to have to be the one helping you with your math. And if we're ever going to have sex, I'm going to stop being so subtle. You're really cute, but maybe not as bright as I thought. I even had tonight all planned out. I even made the list. First, you helped me with my math homework. Well, that part is a total bust. I was gonna do some hair flips, pencil biting, and putting my hand on your knee, all that stuff. And then I was going to ask you to help me with my Shakespeare assignment by reading from Romeo and Juliet with me. But I'm not even convinced right now that you can read. And if you can, I don't think I could bear you butchering a classic like that, so that's off the list. So that leaves us with, you know what? Screw the list. I'm just going to improvise this from here. So, do you want to see a naked girl? No, not on the computer. I'm talking in real life. Me, you idiot. I was asking if you wanted to see me naked. So, do you? Do you want to see me naked? You finally answered a question correctly tonight. So you clear these books away and I'll take off this dress. I even went to all the trouble of not putting on any underwear before you came. Not that you noticed when you got here, but I guess you notice now, don't you? It would be kind of hard to miss. But just in case, maybe I could dance a little in front of you. Sway back and forth and timed that nice romantic music I put on earlier. Let my hands explore my body as I do. Start with my shoulders, just kind of hugging myself tightly. My arms across my chest, not really letting you see my breasts. But then I move my hands down, putting them directly over my breasts so I can rub my hands over them. Letting my nipples poke into my palms. And then I let them pop out between my fingers. I can squeeze my fingers together, trapping my nipples between, making them even harder. It feels good. And while we're on the subject of hard things, why don't you take your cock out for me and start stroking it for me? I shouldn't be the only one putting on the show, should I? Just go ahead and pull off your trousers entirely. I'm not sure if you can dress yourself, but you should at least be able to take your clothes off. Good. It's nice to see that you can at least do that. It's even nicer to see how hard that bare cock has gotten. So you like my little dance then? And my body, I'm guessing. Well, your body is pretty nice too. You don't even have to dance for me. All you have to do is play with your cock while I continue to perform for you. So while you put your hand around that big, throbbing shaft, I'm gonna let one of my hands slide down my stomach and between my legs. As you move your hand up and down, I can take my fingers and rub them over my clitoris, just like this. Oh, you like watching me play with myself like that? Oh, I think you do. Even more than I enjoy looking at you jack off in front of me. So much easier than pretending to be dumber than I am, flirting with you, and letting you think that you are the one seducing me. And touching my pussy while he watches. So much better than doing it by myself. I don't plan on just watching each other all night. Oh. Oh, would you like something else around that cock of yours? Sure, your big, strong hand feels nice, but maybe my warm, wet mouth might feel even better. Would you like me to suck your cock?
Oh, you've gotten better at answering questions. That's two right answers in a row. So for that, you get a reward.
A very special reward.
Okay, I think that's enough of blowing you. If I continue, you'd come in my mouth, wouldn't you?
If I keep rubbing my pussy, I will definitely come. It seems so insufficient. Why should my hand and my mouth work so hard to give us orgasms? There must be some other way for me to give us both orgasms. It doesn't involve me working so hard. So, any ideas?
Seriously, I think I actually heard crickets then. I'm tempted just to kick you out of my room and finish myself off with my dildo. I think my dildo could probably carry on the conversation better than you can, but I did kind of have my heart set on an actual cock tonight. So, are you sure there isn't something that we could do together? I'll give you a hint. It's fucking.
No, it's not a trick question. You're making this so much more difficult than it has to be. Look, just get on top of me. Okay, good. Oh, I hope you know what to do from here. I'm only willing to be so helpful tonight. You know where to put that, right? Oh! Now you're showing some promise. Oh, you got the cock in all by yourself. Oh, I guess my saliva helped. And oh, how wet my pussy is. Be all the actual lining up and pussing in all by yourself. I only had to encourage you a little. Oh. You didn't need any more help, dear. Now that you're deep inside me. Oh, your cock definitely knows how to make love. Oh, it might be that your penis is smarter than the rest of you. Oh, although I couldn't count on it, considering your mouth time work. Oh, you can. can definitely add it to my pussy all that you want, and then I'll subtract. Yes, just like that. Again. Oh, I love looking at it. Watching your cock disappear inside me. Sliding out again. And you're adding to my pleasure. Multiplying it. I didn't factor in how good this would feel. I'm high. I'm definitely glad I didn't make you leave. Your cock feels so good. I'm ready for you to come. I want you to come in me. I know you're not wearing condom, but I knew I shouldn't have left. I had a hunch I shouldn't leave birth control to you tonight. So I planned ahead of time. Well, except for overestimating your intelligence, but it all worked out pretty well. I think at least it will. If you just come with me, with me, right now, come. An intelligence, you more than make up for sexually. You're just lucky I didn't leave things up to you tonight, or we'd probably still be working on the first math problem. But math, no. I love math. But I can't let my boyfriend. And I can't let any boyfriend of mine be that horrible at it. Yes, boyfriend. You're my boyfriend now. Get used to it. My favorite color is red. I like foot rubs. That's basically the important stuff you need to know. I mean, it's not like you remember a lot anyway. And we need to get to work on your math skills. I'll have to tutor you. It'll be a challenge, but I think I can teach you a few things. Especially if I offer you the right rewards. Sexual rewards. We can study later. You did answer the question of how to achieve mutual orgasms pretty well earlier. So, you like to try for extra credit?